become again once more to the solemnity of the Blessed Trinity, which, I don't know if you've noticed, it's rather difficult, challenging, tough, difficult to try to preach on. Something has been written about a lot, all the way back into the late first century to the present. Many long, multiple hundreds of pages books with really tiny print, all trying to come down to the same thing. Who is God? Who is God? If you look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 234, it labels the Trinity as the central mystery of the Catholic faith, this trying to come to an understanding at the human level of who God is, because God has manifested himself through the scriptures and through the life of the church as, what do we say in the creed? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, and Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. One God, three persons. How is that? Not three gods, only one God, one substance that is God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And like I say, philosophers and theologians and preachers and successors to Peter and the apostles have been writing and preaching on this since the first century AD, and it is a challenge because it goes beyond our everyday human experience. There's nothing else like this. Or is there? Didn't God try to give us a really big hint to help us to understand at least some who he is as one being, three persons? Correct answer would be yes. Where? I bring it up often because it's the root of something rather important. When God gets to the end of creating, the very last act of God's creative work on the afternoon or evening of the sixth day, God says what? Let us create man in our own image and likeness. And so he created him male and female and gave the first set of instructions to the first male and female to go forth, to be fruitful, and to multiply and fill the earth. We are made in God's own image and likeness, one being, three persons, so he creates us male and female. So we have two persons, two human persons involved here. So how do we flesh out the rest of it, that we manifest or image, mirror God? It was the rest of what he said. Go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. Part of our understanding of God is that interexchange of divine persons. The Father is eternally giving himself completely to the Son. The Son is eternally giving himself to the Father. And that exchange of self from one to the other and the other to the one is the Holy Spirit. What is the relationship of man and woman who have come together to be husband and wife? What does it mean to be a husband? Men, gentlemen, hello. I think some of you are married, right? What does it mean in scriptural Catholic terms to be a husband? That you are to do what? sit down in the nice comfortable chair out in the den and expect the woman to white on you hand and foot. I can guarantee you, you won't get very far with that. No, your mission is the man, the husband in the relationship is to do this, to give your life completely for her. Why? Why does the Father give himself to the Son and the Son give himself to the Father? Four-letter word, first letter is an L, love. And that love is embodied in the Holy Spirit. Woman, wife, what's her part in the relationship of husband and wife? To give herself fully and completely to her husband. That L word comes into play again, doesn't it? What is that expression of that intimate physical union of husband and wife, but something that goes way deeper to a spiritual union of husband and wife? To give yourself completely to her, to give yourself completely to him. What does it mean? How do you then complete the image of a triune God, one being, three persons? When your love for each other, that exchange becomes so real that in 9 months you need to give a new person a name. Have you ever thought about that? If not, now would be a good time to start. That small, simple thing, which is so profound and important, gives answer to all of the crazy stuff that's going on in our world right now. Literally. Our belief in the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, three persons, matters so profoundly because it provides the foundational understanding of who we are, made in God's image and likeness, and how we most fully come to manifest that reality in our lives as men and women, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers. It gives answer to all of the confusion. What is a man? What is a woman? I think God's already given us the answer, hasn't he? Is something unchangeable, something profoundly real, and something that has profound impact when we live it in this very real world. Who is God? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, three persons, whose love pours out into creating us, and for what purpose? Does it just end there after we get together and have husbands and wives having children? Or does it go further? Why did God even bother to make us in the first place? You know, that scriptural question that comes up in the Psalms, what is man that you care for, mortal man that you keep in mind? Did God have to make us? Was God's existence dependent on him creating the human race? If you need a hint, totally not. But, again, outpouring of love, that love of the Father for the Son for the Father, outpouring in the Holy Spirit, pours out even further into creating the human race with a purpose. What does God hope for each single human being that he chooses to have come to conception on the face of this earth? What is our intended destiny? Can I try it another way? When your heart stops beating and your soul separates from your body, you hope to go where? Okay. And waiting the day of the resurrection when our souls and bodies are reunited for eternity, What happens to us? We enter the most profound union with God, beyond imaginable. We don't cease to be ourselves. You know, being taken up into the eternal divine life of the Blessed Trinity doesn't mean we cease to exist, but just exactly the opposite. At that point, we will become most fully the person that God meant for each of us to be, freed of all the different things that have affected and afflicted us through our earthly life. You don't become less you, you become completely you and welcomed into the eternal divine, inner divine life of the Blessed Trinity. That's why this all matters. And that's why we always need to stay very deeply, profoundly, firmly rooted in this reality that comes straight out of the Word of God itself. It is carried on through all the Church's teachings from the time of the Apostles to today. It's what we celebrate on this day. It's what we celebrate especially every time we receive the Eucharist for those who have accepted the call through baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, in preparation for that final entry into the divine presence of God. Who we are is wrapped up in and flows out of who God is, because God wants what? You to be eternally united with Him.